Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Circles of Prosperity. I'm Cynthia Johnson. Of course, I'm here with Dr. Reggie Johnson. And we're your hosts this morning for Circles of Prosperity. And we're in the book study. Well, we're actually studying the Law of Attraction. We're working with several books now. We started out with Himmel Radia's book, Find You, and You Find Everything.
Amen.
And now we're moving into Esther and Jerry Hicks' book on entitled Money
and
the Law of Attraction. And so we're pulling from cells everywhere. Yesterday we had a special message from Dr. Reggie entitled The Law of Mind in Action. It was a message that he delivered at the Unity Church of the Mountains in Blairsville, Georgia. So I hope you enjoyed that yesterday. So we're mixing it up a little bit. This is a mashup, huh?
It's a good thing.
It's a good thing. Okay, if you are in the chat room this morning, welcome, welcome, welcome. I posted some notes in the chat room on where we're going headed this morning with the study of Law of Attraction. You'll notice that our title is Attracting More Money in Your Life. And so we're specifically going to talk about money today and the things that may be blocking that. Also, we're changing the format of the show somewhat, and you are very much a part of that change. So that means in the chat room, I want you to write, you know, share your feelings or your thoughts or your questions if you're in the chat room. If you generally call in but you can access the chat room, I encourage you to do so. You know, there are people that gather there, and you can have wonderful friendships and discover what other people are thinking. Also, if you call in, the number is 914-338-0590. You simply need to press 1 on your telephone keypad. So we want to spark a discussion. It's wonderful that we get up in the morning and that we're inspired, but when you share your stories, your experiences, your challenges, it's an opportunity for all of us to grow. It even stretches Dr. Reggie, and it stretches me in terms of as teachers to be able to address your concerns.
Yes, it does.
So this is an open forum for probably the most important lesson that we can learn on the physical plane, and that is how to use the law of attraction to create the life that we desire, to create the joy that we desire. It is not impossible, people. It really isn't. I was laying in bed last night, and I was thinking about my life. And, of course, right now, you know, like everybody else, I have problems. We will call them problems. And I noticed how much I was focusing on the problem and not the solution. And I said, oh, my goodness, this is one of the things that we're learning in Law of Attraction. I could not get past all of the feelings that I had surrounding the problem, which was only creating more of the problem than me focusing on the solution and the joy. And I had to work at it last night before I went to sleep. I had to work at it. So I am encouraging you to continue to listen to these lessons, but more importantly, take the time to write things down and to analyze where your thoughts are. And if you know people who are having challenges, especially financial challenges, because we equate everything in life around money in this physical plane, it's very real for us, please share this show with them and encourage them to listen to the podcast. They don't have to get up at 7 or 4 o'clock in the morning to listen to it, but share it with them, okay? I'm also asking you to like us on Facebook, to follow us on Blog Talk Radio, and also to follow us on Twitter. So those are just our reminders. You can find us on Facebook at Circles of Prosperity. You can follow us on Twitter at Circles Prosper. And, of course, we're here on Blog Talk Radio at Circles of Prosperity. So there's a little follow button on our homepage here. Go ahead and click that because we send you information. If you go to our website, which is circlesofprosperity.org, or even on our Facebook page, you can join our mailing list. Look for the link where you can join our mailing list or become a member of Circles of Prosperity because we send out study guides and supporting material, and we keep you up to date with our guests that are going to be on the show. So please, if you want to find out what we're doing, go to our social media sites and our website. Okay, and join our mailing list. So this morning, as I mentioned, we're going to be talking about how to attract more money into your life. I'm going to ask Dr. Reggie here.
Mm-hmm.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm wonderful. I'm going to ask you to take us into our morning prayer.
Yes, it's always good to wake up like that.
I know.
Isn't
it? It is. It really
Father,
is.
We greet you with joy this morning.
Yes.
With the power as the sun mm-hmm. is in the sky. We are also extensions of the power of all nature
yes.
and the highest nature being in us as you. And we thank you for the power to attract wealth. As you said in the scriptures, I give you power
yes.
to attract wealth. And this is not pennies or a paycheck. Wealth is way beyond a paycheck. Let us understand. That's one extension of wealth and one source only. You are the major source of every part of life that flows onto this physical dimension. And we want to hook into your power with the energy of joy and the energy of love. And with an open, positive mind, we can always attract prosperity into our lives on many different levels. We thank you for our health and strength, the ability to see and walk and move and have our being in this energy. We thank you for every good thing that comes from you that we need to appreciate on every level. So we say thank you this morning, and we're grateful for every good thing as we walk higher in our dimensional reality to obey the laws of the universe. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is, and so it is. So, you know, Atlanta has just been all a hustle and bustle with, what do they call it, the Final Four. It finally ended. The Final Four finally ended.
Yeah.
It was last night. Who won? Do you know who won?
No, I don't remember.
I don't think it was Michigan.
I was probably asleep.
I don't know. Maybe somebody can tell us who won. I'm not a big basketball fan, but I know it's had the city up in arms and everybody's all excited. So I'm glad it's over. Anyway, and I'm sure there's some happy people this morning. I think Michigan lost, but I don't remember who Michigan played against.
That's nice.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, we're going to talk about money, 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 and how to attract money, more money into your life, and what may be blocking money coming into your life. So I am reading this morning from Money and the Law of Attraction, Learning How to Attract Wealth, Health, and Happiness. I think that sums up everything that I want right now. I'm on page 68 of the text, and it talks, and Abraham is addressing Jerry and Esther. I don't know. And here's what he has to say. The subheading here is the power of vibrationally spending vibrational money.
Mm.
Okay. So it could say the power of imagining spending, imaginary money, but it's about vibration. Understand that whether you are imagining it or if you actually physically have the money in your hand to spend, it has the same vibration. If the feeling is the same, then the vibration is the same. Does that make sense?
It does, because feeling is a guidance energy that comes from the soul. And whether it's in your dream state, it feels very real.
Mm-hmm.
Or whether it's in your waking state, it is very real to you in terms of your perception. Your subconscious mind, which is that below the conscious reasoning, does not know the difference and does not make a distinction between the two. So it's just as real as if it were imagined. So using the energy for imagining, which is a very powerful energy, and the feeling that comes from imagining vibrationally brings it to you even that much closer. So it's a very powerful thing that you're doing.
Very, very powerful. Very powerful. So here's what Abraham said. Here is a process that can quickly help you shift the balance of your thoughts regarding money to a place where you can begin to let more money flow easily into your experience.
Mm.
Okay, so here's a trick. You want to put $100 in your pocket and keep it with you at all times. And as you move through your day, you want to deliberately notice how many things you could exchange this money for. Oh, I could purchase this or I could purchase that. You know, you've got $100 to spend over and over again. And Abraham says that someone replied to us that $100 really doesn't buy that much in today's economy. But we explained that if you mentally spend that $100 1,000 times today, you have vibrationally spent $100,000. So that sort of positive focus will dramatically change your vibrational balance about money, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
And this vibrational spending process will cause you to feel differently about money, wouldn't it?
It would.
And when that happens, your point of attraction will shift, and more money must flow into your experience because that is the law. That's a simple little trick.
Like you said already, some people say, well, $100 isn't that much in the economy.
Mm-hmm.
But they're missing the point.
Yeah.
When you do that, you detract from what you have.
Yeah.
To say, wow, I could do this. Wouldn't it be great if I did this?
I know.
Vibrationally, the feeling came over you that you had at least $100 multiplying itself over and over again. That's the real secret.
Yeah.
Because you see it in your wallet or you see it in your purse, and you always have it with you as a signal to the mind that this is always available without end.
Mm-hmm.
That's how God works. And you see it more and more and more. You see it coming all the time. And as it is in your wallet, you see it. Believing and seeing it, correct?
Yeah.
So you see it and you know it's always there. You can imagine what you would spend it on and how you would benefit someone else by that. So it keeps coming to you all the time.
Yeah.
The law of attraction works without fail.
It certainly does. It really does. The law of attraction works without fail. And the thing is that they're dealing with our creative power.
Mm.
Our imagination is part of our creative power.
Amen.
It's your creative toolkit, the imagination. And think about the times you've imagined certain things and how you felt when you were imagining them. I mean, I'm talking about the good stuff, not the bad stuff, okay, not the negative experiences. But the positive experiences, it gave you such a wonderful feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, then you kind of close it out with, oh, that'll never happen. But if we use the creative process and begin to believe that the things that make us feel good can happen, then it's going to manifest. It will manifest. That is the law. Someone said to us, Abraham, I didn't have $100, but I put an IOU in my pocket.
Mm.
And we said, well, that's defending the purpose.
That is.
You know, because you are walking around with a feeling of debt in your pocket.
Right.
Which is exactly the opposite of what you want to do. You want to feel the prosperity. I mean, you know, from my standpoint, I would much rather just pretend I have the $100 than to put an IOU in my pocket. I'm not actually going to spend the $100. I'm just going to think about it when I have the $100, what I could spend it on. Why would I add debt into that? People are so creative, really.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that. Oh, I owe you. And so even if it is only $20 or $50, or if it is $1,000 or $10,000 that you have in your pocket, utilize it effectively to help you notice how good things are, okay? How good things are now, not in the future, but at this moment now. And I think this is one of the reasons why Abraham is saying, take $100 and keep it with you at all times so that it keeps you in the moment of now. But you always have the option that, oh, I could spend this on this, and that would be great, or I could do this, but I can do it now. I don't have to wait. It's not in my imagination. So that's the power of physically having it. Because in your acknowledgement of your prosperity now, your prosperity must become more.
Yes.
Isn't that something? Isn't that something? So I wanted to talk about a little bit about needing money and the effect of needing money on your prosperity. Jerry asked Abraham a very interesting question. Jerry says, Abraham, one of my greatest disappointments as I have worked to help people find greater financial success is that those who needed the money the most had the least success with what I was teaching them. And those who needed it the least had the most success with it. Whoa. That was, he do you guys, are you guys getting it? You know, I like to repeat things because sometimes we don't quite hear it. The people who needed the money the most were benefiting the least from his teaching of the law of attraction. And the people who needed it the least, those who had already had abundance flowing into their life, they were just getting more abundance. So that always seemed backward to me. It seemed like those who needed it more would try harder,
mm-hmm.
and eventually they should succeed. And here's Abraham's response. And I want you to really sit back and say, am I doing this, okay? Anyone who is in a place of lack, no matter how much action they offer, they're going to attract more lack. Now, some of you could be sitting here saying, well, okay, I have lack in my life. Why am I even wasting my time listening to this show? Because you've already said, if I'm in a place of lack, I'm going to get more lack. Okay, don't give up on us yet. In other words, the powerful feeling outweighs any action that they can offer. Remember how I told you I was laying in bed last night and I was thinking on my problem? It took a lot of effort for me to shift out of focus on my problem to focus on the solution. But you have to work at this. You have to work at it. Abraham is saying that that feeling of whatever's going on in your life, of lack and limitation, is so powerful that it's very that you can't take any action to get out of it. It's hard. He says any action that is offered from a place of lack is always counterproductive. You cannot be in a state of consciousness of lack when you're working the law of attraction. Those who were not feeling a need were not in a place of lack, and so their action was productive. Your experience is in absolute harmony with the law of attraction, as is every experience. There is not a shred of evidence anywhere in the universe that it is to the contrary of this that we are speaking of. Okay, so he's giving us the law. If we come from a place of lack, we're just going to get more lack. Now, should we give up? Let's find out. Jerry says, also, what I noticed was that by and large, those who didn't achieve much success or weren't very interested in even hearing about achieving success were people who had been taught that to want money was evil or immoral, and that the best thing for them to do was to remain as they were, even though they were unfulfilled. How many of you fall in that criteria, where you think that you've been taught there's nothing really holy about having money? I mean, you know, and you have guilt about having money, or you think it's immoral for you to have a lot of money. What are your thoughts around money? All right?
That's everything.
It's true. And so Abraham, this is what Abraham says. He says, the reason that so many of you reach a place where you say that you do not have desire is because you have wanted and wanted and wanted. But because you have not understood that every subject is two subjects, and we talked about that last week, every subject is two subjects. That means there's the desire for money. I forgot the two subjects. I'll find it for you and bring back the two subjects. I'm sorry. But they have given more of their attention to the lack of mm-hmm. what they have wanted mm-hmm. than to what they want. Those are the two subjects,
mm-hmm.
the lack of money and the desire for money. Okay. And so they continue to attract the lack of what they want. And then eventually they were just worn down by it. As a person begins to associate wanting with not having, so much so that to want is an unpleasant experience, then he or she says, you know, I no longer want. Because every time I want something, I get myself in this place of discomfort. And so it is easier for me not to want in the first place. How many of you have experienced that? Where you're not getting what you desire, and so at that point you say, you know what? I don't even desire it anymore because I'm not going to get it anyway. That's the end statement. So why even desire it? Why even want it? And so you stay in that consciousness of lack. I love this. So he says, what if a poor person doesn't feel poor? Again, look at all of the questions that Jerry is asking. He's really trying to figure out why is it that some of us can grab hold of this information and make it work for us. And those who need it the most, who you would think desire it the most, are not manifesting. That's my question to you this morning. That is my question to you this morning. Are you falling into one of these criteria? Okay, so if others who are noticing you and comparing you to themselves come to the conclusion that you are poor, but you don't feel poor, then you wouldn't be in a state of lack. And so you would be able to move quickly toward more abundance in that case. Is that right? That's what Jerry's asking. And Abraham's response was, yes, that is correct. Others' assessment of you has no bearing on your point of attraction unless you are bothered by their assessment.
Right.
If you buy into their belief of you, then you're going to manifest it. If you're bothered by it, that means I'm buying into what you think about me. So you're comparing your experience to the experience of others, and that amplifies that feeling of lack within you if you come to the conclusion that they have succeeded more greatly than you have. And you then activate within yourself a feeling of being less than. And also, noticing the lack of prosperity in the experiences of others does not put you in a place of attracting greater prosperity for yourself, because you will be getting what you think about. Look at that. If you're looking at the lack in so many other people's lives, where Dr. Reggie told you yesterday, what you focus on, he says, like kind. Produces like kind, the thought, your thought create like kind.
What's done in mind produces in kind.
Yes, that's it. What's done in mind produces in kind. That was a lesson yesterday. In other words, whatever your thoughts are about are going to produce more of what your thoughts are about. And some of us, feeling high and mighty, and I don't mean to say it in a negative way, but we spend so much time thinking about other people and what they don't have. We don't realize that that is pulling us into an experience of lack. Do you fall in that criteria? Where are your thoughts right now? Okay, I'm asking you to pay attention. How do you feel about money? What are your thoughts about money? You should have a journal and notebook, and you should be writing these down as we go through these classes today, this week, okay? You started last week with your goals. We're still analyzing our thoughts. All righty. What you draw to you, or even what you keep from you, has nothing to do with what anyone else is doing. An improved feeling of prosperity, even if your current reality does not justify the feeling, will always bring more prosperity to you.
Mm, what a great thing.
You know, there, even the times when I have had very little money, I never felt poor. I always felt wealthy or prosperous. I always knew money was going to come. I just never stay in that place of I don't have. So the true feeling is I have plenty. And if I do go into that place of I don't have, I look around me to see how blessed I am and what I'm grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to stay in that state of consciousness. I don't want you to stay in that state of consciousness. We're giving you the tools to help you shift, to help you pivot to your joyfulness. Find what you can be grateful for and dig yourself out of those negative thoughts. You are continuously blessed if you open your eyes and see it. The universe continuously supports you. Even if you stop and recognize, oh, my goodness, I just realized that I really think about what I don't have all the time. And the universe is really giving me what I think about. And so I continue to not have because that's what the, and so I am so grateful that my eyes are open, but I'm so grateful that the law works. Now I'm aware of how it works. Let me change that. Even if you have something bad happening to you right now, connect it to your thoughts so that you move into the understanding of how the universe answers your prayers. That's a powerful lesson to learn, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Powerful lesson. Paying attention to the way you feel about money is much more productive activity than noticing how others are doing. Focus on you. Get you straight. Jesus said, why are you worried about the speck in your brother's eye when you have a whole log sitting up in your own? Clean up your act. Because even Himmel said, if you're moving in the light, if you are living a joyous life because of the law of attraction and how you have shifted in your thoughts, you will be an inspiration to others. Without even trying, they will see your light. Isn't that awesome?
Mm-hmm.
So allowing more money to flow into your experience requires far less than most people understand. All that is required is that you achieve a vibrational balance in your own thoughts. If you want more money but doubt that you can achieve it, you are not in balance. If you want more money but you believe there is something wrong in having money, you are not in balance. If you want more money and you are angry at those who have more money,
mm-mm,
are you in balance?
No.
No. So when you are feeling those emotions of inadequacy and insecurity and jealousy and injustice and anger and so on and so on and so on, your emotional guidance system is letting you know that you are out of alignment with your own desire. Are you guys getting that? You are out of alignment. Any of those dark feelings there, anger, resentment, jealousy, those are signals you're not in balance. So most people make no effort in coming into personal alignment with the subject of money. Instead, they spend years, even lifetimes, pointing out perceived injustices, attempting to define the rightness or the wrongness of the subject, and even trying to put laws in place that orchestrate the flow of money in the civilization. When a rather small effort in comparison with the impossible attempt at controlling those outside circumstances would yield them an enormous return. How many of you are into manipulating and controlling circumstances to get more money? How many of you move into schemes to get more money? This is what Abraham is saying. He said, that you put much more effort in the scheme or in the manipulation and control to get more money than we do in just trying to change our thoughts about money. And what is more powerful is changing our thoughts. Nothing is more important than that you feel good, for when you feel good, you are in harmony with your greater intent. When you feel good, you are in harmony with your greater intent.
It makes so much sense because if our feeling nature is sending out an energy signature to the universe, which is all energy, it picks up the energy and answers you, sends it back in form, and it turns into a concrete reality. Whether it's good or by default, it's up to you to orchestrate the energy because you have a mind, an individuated mind as an extension of source energy. It doesn't force you. It allows you to create. And whatever you create comes back to you in form. So those thoughts are very powerful, and energy is very powerful. And God is also light, love, and energy. So we come from an energy source that never runs out. It can't be broke. It can't be lacking for anything. It is the Father's pleasure, good pleasure, to give you the kingdom. You're born with the energy to do that. What life teaches you other things. Now it's time to get back on board and get back in alignment with the ancient truth that is.
Wow. That is so true. You know, we watched the movie yesterday. On Sunday we watched a movie called What Dreams May Come. And I've seen that movie several times. But what really, because we're teaching the law of attraction and creating things in mind and the vibration of thought, the movie just took on a whole different level of meaning for me. And I encourage you to go and watch the film because you can see how he was creating his reality from his thoughts, from the desires of his heart. Now, he had transitioned, and he was creating his heaven. So the question I posed to Gene yesterday was, my goodness, suppose this reality that we call the physical form, suppose this really is the transition where we can create heaven, and the realities that we are creating can be either heaven or they can be hell based on our thoughts.
Yeah.
You know, It was just such a powerful lesson. So I encourage you to watch that film to understand the power of thought. Dr. Reggie said, you know, there are many people who want to give up on life. They get depressed about life. Right now they may be facing financial difficulty and want to give up and maybe even consider taking their life because of the financial difficulty or the feeling of failure. And Dr. Reggie says, if you cannot embrace the power of your thoughts on this plane and be in control of your thoughts to create your reality on this plane, how are you going to handle the next plane? You're going to kill yourself, and you're not in the midst of not being equipped with managing your thoughts. That's why you're here now, to learn how to be a powerful creator. You were designed to create. When you get to the other side, in this next level after you leave this body, it's all about what is in mind. It is all about creating your reality in mind. All right, so let's move forward. Many believe that hard work and struggle are not only a requirement to achieve success, but that working hard and struggling long is more honorable way of living life. Those hard times of struggle certainly do help you in the defining of what you desire, but until you release that feeling of struggle, what you desire cannot come into your experience. How many of you think that you have to struggle before you can be rewarded? When people work out, they say, no pain, no gain. They're struggling. There have been studies where they've taken two groups of people. They had some basketball players, as a matter of fact. They were teaching them how to play basketball. And one group, they just wanted them to meditate and see themselves throwing the ball and that it's going through the hoop. The other group, they had them come out and practice, like 45 minutes a day. They had to practice throwing the ball, you know, from the free throw line, and getting it in. They were practicing. Who do you think was the most successful group? It was the group that was meditating and seeing, imagining that they were throwing the ball from the free throw line and putting it into the basket. Isn't that something?
It's been proven scientifically that it works, too.
It's been proven, yes. So you see, your thoughts are extremely powerful. They're creating your reality. Often people feel as if they need to prove their worthiness, and that once that is accomplished, then and only then will rewards be given. It's always, I need to do something first before I can get it. I need to do something first. We have to break that thought pattern. We need to do our energetic work in mind first, and then we get it.
Yes.
We need to do the energetic work in mind first. Here's what Abraham says. You want to feel worthy before you can be given an accomplishment. But we want you to know that you are already worthy, and that proving yourself worthy is not possible, but it's not even necessary. What is necessary for you is to receive the reward or the benefits that you seek in alignment with the essence of those benefits. You have to first bring yourself into vibrational alignment with the experiences you wish to live. How many of you think that you're not worthy? Or that you, here's the earthly term, you haven't paid your dues. You see, there's so much misinformation out there about how our universe actually works. You deserve it. Look at people who are actually successful. They're not saying, I didn't pay my dues. You know, they will tell you, I have always seen myself at this level of success. This was my dream. This was my desire. And they will tell you, I encourage you to pursue your dream. I love watching biographies of successful people, because it really clues you in. Even when they're so-called struggling, Their eye is on the prize.
Mm-hmm.
What's the guy's name that was on Living Color that played in The Mask, the actor?
Jim Carrey?
Jim Carrey. One, you know, he was homeless. His family was homeless. They lived in a car for a while. And his big dream was getting a check, and I think he wrote himself a check. I think it was for
$10,000.
No, it was in the millions.
It was?
Yeah.
I thought the first thing was, oh, wait, it was, because we became famous.
Before,
$10 million.
Was it $10
million? It was $10 million he put in his wallet.
Yes, and he put it in his wallet. He wrote a check to himself in the amount of $10 million. I don't remember the amount. Dr. Reggie says it's 10.
$10 million.
Okay. And he walked around with that in his pocket. Now, what was he doing? He was moving into the vibrational alignment of that money.
Mm-hmm. I remember because on the show, on Byron, they asked him about what he did. He still had that $10 million check in his pocket,
yes.
The fake one, but he received a real one.
Yes.
That showed him and said, oh, my God. So they were freaked out because it shows that it's true.
Yes, it's very true.
You're planting thought seeds.
And he's actually, if you do a Google of him on YouTube, he has a video. I think he was speaking at TED where he is talking about consciousness,
mm-hmm.
and our thoughts. So, I'm going to look for that video and I'll add it to Facebook so you guys can check him out. So we recognize that words do not teach and that our knowledge regarding the laws of the universe and of your values do not necessarily mean that now that you have read our words, you now know their value or you know your value. However, as you consider the premises that we are laying out here for you and as you begin the application of the processes that we are suggesting here, it is our knowing that the universe's response to your improved vibration will give you the evidence of the existence of these laws. So they're saying we could talk until we're blue in the face about these laws, but until you practice them and really kind of look at them, it's not. That's when it will become real for you. We're just awakening you to the truth, but it's up to you to practice. It will not be long, and it will not require much deliberate application of what you are reading here before you will be convinced of your own value and of your ability to create whatever you desire. The primary reason that people do not believe in their own value is because they often have not found a way to get what they want. And so they incorrectly assume that someone outside of them does not approve and is somehow withholding the reward. That is never true. You are the creator of your experience. So make statements such as this. Write these down, please. I want to be the best that I can be. I want that I can be. I want to do and have and live in a way that is in harmony with my idea of the greatest goodness. I want to harmonize physically here in this body with that which I believe to be the best or the good way of life. If you will make those statements and then do not take action unless you feel good, you will always be moving in harmony with your idea.
Amen.
Of that which is good.
Mm.
I think that this was a great lesson.
Amen.
What I want you to do tonight is I want you to write down your financial abundance story. All right? What is your financial abundance story? And we're going to talk about that tomorrow and see how we can create that story and make it real in your physical life. Dr. Reggie, can you take us into our closing prayer?
Thank you, God, for this lesson. That's all I can say. It's a very powerful one. It leads us into the right thinking and the right action. Let us leave this place today feeling good about ourselves and feeling the inclination to be prosperous at all things and to always have thanks and be grateful for everybody that we meet. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. And so it is.
Wow.
There's a few people in the chat room this morning. I just want to say good morning and thank you for joining us. God bless you. Have a great co-creative day.